Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. This is Terrific Tuesday. We got a great show lined up for you, my friend and colleague, somebody that it's been such an honor to watch and take the journey with Cornelia Stephanie. It's beyond anything you can imagine. And today's show is going to talk to that. You know, I stepped back for a little bit over these past 18 months or so, and I really took a look at how honored, you know, we are here at the network and the people that join us. And I have three new people. And you know, at a sense, Jacob's kind of new too. But when you've taken the journey with us and you understand what's been being built here, as Benny, every day Benny comes in, 5 o'clock in the morning, runs all the shows, and he knows the work people are doing. But when you get to be and take a journey with somebody like Cornelia Stephanie, when you get to do that and understand that we are on a pathway, especially as we are on a pathway with her, and we see beyond humanity's best. We see what it means to be expansive, not just in our words, not just in our thoughts, but in our actions. And then you see the beginnings of a network and a channel and what she's developing. And then you see what she does when she invites other people to come to play. Now you have a community, the ripple effect of one woman who decided to boldly go where a lot of people would not have gone, but she did it. And now what she represents is a strength and a power and a level of invitation for all of us. And so I think about this as I think about the journey that she and I have had and she has with the network and now she has with her own network. There's only one thing that comes to mind, not what is her why. We have already talked about what her why is. But how big do we really want to go? Cornelia, it's great to have you. How much fun?
Oh, my gosh, Pat. I have tears in my throat, in my eyes from what you said, from the things that you acknowledged and our journey together. I was thinking about what has it been, 3 years that I've been with you now?
Yeah.
3 years. And when I first started with you, you guys were just getting ready to start because you had already been, you know, actively leading in the way in this with your network, with your creation for a long time, for over 11 years at time. But you guys were just getting ready to start with video because it was just during that time when I came on.
Yeah.
And you and I were looking at my website. You, me, and Jessica were looking at my website and we came up with my logo.
That's right.
Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
We came up with my logo, the Tree of Life, which gives me the chills because that's what I do. And then initially when we first started out, we came up with the show tagline of Global Galactic Actions for a New Earth.
Yes, that's right. That's a sound effect.
Okay.
You got to love this. You got to love our producers right now.
Oh.
They have so many creative tools at their fingertips that it's amazing.
Yeah, I love that. But I want to say, you know,
yes.
The Tree of Life and the Global Galactic Actions of a New Earth. And that was all part of the creation. And then 3 years we've been here going through this growing journey. And also, you know, because you're talking about what I'm doing, but I'm also looking at you, kid, Jupiter style.
Yeah.
Going big or going home. And you've been leading the way. You've been leading the way, creating these beautiful opportunities for people to come and discover what their dream jobs are, to grow. And like Jessica, she's been with you from the beginning of time. And then you have, you know, all the other people. Benny's been with you for a long time.
Benny's been with me since I was in the womb.
Wow, that's really far back.
That is, I'm just like, I mean, that's what it feels like.
It does,
you know what
a little
I mean?
Bit. It really
I mean,
does.
When this originally started 18 years ago with Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life, I mean, it was like being in the womb. It was like being in this place where you are saying yes and you're moving forward and, you know, you're just doing what you're called to do. And I think that's part of what we're talking about today. What does it look like? What does it feel like to do what you're called to do? But also to take a moment and acknowledge what you're doing.
Yes. And so, because, you know, we only have a short time. It goes quickly. So I want to invite everyone because, you know, I play and I play big. And, you know, that's why, you know, you play big. So you and I can relate on those levels. So it's fun. And Benny, if you have a song later at some point, you want to, you know, put your little song in there, you know, whatever inspires you, because I know you always have the best songs.
He does.
So the game I want to play, and that is this therapy, because, you know, everything we're talking about vibration, we're talking about positivity, we're talking about raising our vibe, our daily vibe, and doing the great things that we came here to do, right? And so sometimes when with the chaotic world that's unfolding and when we go down into the dumps, how can we raise ourselves out of that environment when we're getting depressed or when we're getting, you know, kicked in the pants by life's happenings, right? And so brag therapy is what I call this. And so today I want to brag and so I'm going to give every person that wants to come up to the mic 5 minutes to brag. And then I'm just going to give you the instructions of how to start and where to start and how this is going to go. Because, you know, in the old world, we used to be taught to who do you think you are?
Right. No, wasn't it more like this, Benny, help me out. It's like, it was more like, who do you think you are? Like, who do you think you are? Like, really? Who do you think you are? What? Seriously? You? Right? Like that. That's in our minds. That's in ourselves. Like somebody said that to us.
And somebody did program that in. Who do you think you are? Like shine, like calm down, you know, don't show off. Don't be too bright. Don't be too big. Don't be too bold. Don't be too creative. You're making too much noise. Don't be too loud. All these, who do you think you are? And so now what I want to do is I want to start with you, Pat, and then of course we'll take turns. And Benny, do you have a stopwatch? We need to give everybody 5 minutes. And so basically what it is, Pat, here's the instructions, is that you're talking to God, you're the God of your understanding, of source, the universe, whoever it is. So you're informing the field. And so I want you to speak to God, source, the universe, informing the field. And you would start out with a very high note. Who do you think you are? I'm the one, the king or queen that has stepped into, you know, my greatest blessings. I'm the one. And then just carry on from there. And you can look at your life, think about this and think about, and what I'd like you to do is close your eyes.
Oh, that's easy. And Benny, you're going to have to interrupt because, you know, I could go past 5 minutes, right?
Benny, we need 5 minutes.
I will start timing as soon as you begin. Sure.
So do you have the instructions, Pat?
I got it.
You got it? See?
I have your instructions. They're crystal clear.
Perfect.
Now, are we having people call in? Want to do this.
Yes, they can call in. We have plenty of time.
Okay. 1-800-930-2819. Benny knows how to keep time and answer the phones.
And Benny, I want you to come in too at some point and give us your 5 minutes.
Oh, boy.
If you feel like it, Benny, only if you feel like it. And Malia, she's here. She can.
Yeah, she's here. That's right.
That manifested this powerful dream job that she's at right now.
That's right.
She's a powerful manifester. So she is that one. She's that. Who do you think you are? I'm that one.
So, you know what I love? Here's going to be part of my bragging thing. This is what I love. I have producer Malia, who's been with us, 5 weeks. And what I love about this is in 5 weeks, to be able to learn even in an inkling of what we have here. But to go beyond that and to say, did you hear her say to me at the beginning, how do I sound? Do I sound right?
Yeah.
So you have somebody, and this is, you pray for this when you're somebody like me. And you pray for it when you hire people. And you wonder, are we going to have people that just do their job? Or is it going to be like Benny, picks the right songs all the time? Or Malia, who after 5 weeks, 4 weeks, says, I think I'm going to try a different mic today on the production station.
Yeah.
Right?
Intuitive.
I mean, that is confidence. That's courage. Yeah. That's innovation. Yeah. So I'm ready to go on for my 5 minutes.
So I want you to start on a high note. Like, I am the one, like you're talking to God, source, universe.
You know, like I'm a reverend, you know, like I have so this is going to be my reverend version.
Go for it.
All right. Ready? Do I get a countdown or just go?
Benny?
I'm just going to do loosely counting here and we'll go. Mm-hmm.
5, 4, 3. Two, and I want to say to everybody out there, if you don't call in, please do it with us, right? Cornelia, they can do it with us.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I want to start out by saying thank you, Father, Mother, God, the God of my understanding and the God that is most amazing. I want to give thanks for everything that you have lined up, orchestrated, organized in my life. I want to give thanks for the amazing blessings of having two moms. You know, one mom, my birth mom, that taught me about love and caring, and another mom that taught me, you got to do the dishes, and by the way, brush your teeth. I want to thank you for an extraordinary upbringing, one that taught me from the many, many hard things in life, because to be honest with you, I couldn't have orchestrated a life like that. And I want to thank you for giving me the gift of stuttering at a very young age, because what I learned how to do as a person that stuttered through your teenage years, and I'll just say, don't try to ask anybody out on a date during those days. But I want to give you thanks for teaching me something extraordinary, something that taught me how to listen, how to understand the power of questions. I want to thank you for enabling me to recognize that within me, there was something calling me forward, something powerful. You know, the energy that some people call rebellious, that spark that I think we all get, but for some reason in me ignited at a very young age. I want to thank you for giving me the courage and the power to step out and march down streets in New York City in protest of rights and in thinking about what people may or may not have as opportunities. I want to thank you for giving me an extraordinary opportunity in my entire life to work for a company where I could excel, to go from pushing a mail cart to becoming an executive, only to discover that the alignment in my life was not in integrity and have the courage to look my boss in the face and tell her she was being unjust. I want to thank you for giving me the ability and the talent to be able to help other people, whether it's teaching a 5-year-old how to hit a table tennis ball at 30 miles an hour or working with the incredible people that we work with on the show. I want to thank you mostly for this. I want to thank you for giving me the courage and the acknowledgement to realize that my life full of addiction as the way of my legacy and my family wasn't going to be my pattern. I wasn't going to end up like my mom, my sisters, in that realm of death that comes from addiction. I want to thank you for giving me the gift and the power to be able to step forth and just look at my life and say, look, I want more. And now I have the honor of working with women all over the world. All over the world. I work with women all over the world struggling not to take that next drink, not to take that next drug, not to deny themselves their lives. And I want to thank you, God, Mother, Father, Goddess, Universe, my ruling planet Jupiter, for allowing me to recognize that in this world, there are people that are so precious to you. My best friend, Linda, since 1972. I want to thank you for giving me the level of awareness that enabled me to look her mother in the eye, straight in the eye, for the first time in my life. At age 24 years old, I never looked anybody in the eyes. So I want to thank you for giving me that gift and power. Because today in the world, I look in the eyes of the world. I look and I ask, what can we create here? What are we creating at the Transformation Network? And I want to thank you for giving me the most incredible team of people that I get to work with every day. Jessica, who stepped in here as an intern, please. Please, an intern that walked in here, didn't say two words, learned everything she could learn out of a room in my house that was not even the size of a garage is where this was born. I want to thank you for showing me what a great producer is in Benny Mathers and having me learn from him how to straighten up and do the things I'm supposed to do. And maybe once in a while, follow a few broadcast rules, like please don't cuss. I want to thank you for all of the gifts and talents in the world that you have allowed me to bring forward in my life. But more importantly, I want to thank you so much for giving me the power and empowerment to change the world through the voices of others. So many hosts on a network that is now on the verge of expanding through a technology that is getting ready to grow because why? You all have asked for it. It's taken us a little time to get it, but I want to thank you for giving me the ability to stand in courage and do the things that are needed to do in the world you want us to build. And I want to thank you for the year that's to come. It's a year that I've seen on my plate for a long time. I want to thank you for giving me the ability to step out, you know, to write my book, to bring a personal message to women all over the world. You know, the women that live in abusive relationships. You know, for those of you that are like me that have lost a mom to suicide and depression, I want to thank you for allowing us to be in the best of health and shape and to be of so much service to others. And I want to thank you most of all for allowing me and others to have a vision that is infinite.
Where's the drum roll, Benny?
I don't know about the drum roll, but I've got an applause for you. How about that? That works.
Yeah, let's get it.
Okay. Well done, Pat. That was beautiful.
All I can say is I'm so moved. My headlights are shining. I got chills all over my body. And really, it's like, listen. This is not something that you have practiced in speaking. This was coming out of the core of your being, and this was the communion and the connection that you have with living your best life.
Yeah.
That was all just flowing like a freaking stream just coming out of you. And it was just like, wow, nonstop. You go, girl. You go, Reverend. You go get it.
You know, I'm so glad you're doing this because may I say this? As women, maybe there are some women, but as women, generally speaking, we're not taught to brag. My stepmom was that teacher. My birth mom taught me about open hearts. My stepmom, feisty as she was, young, taught us how to stand and make sure we're proud of who we are, no matter who we are. And as women, I think we forget to do that sometimes. You know, we forget to stop and acknowledge who we are.
Acknowledge our accomplishments, acknowledge where we've come from, and acknowledge all the things that you so beautifully articulated, your gratitude. It's clear that you have a gratitude practice. It's clear that you are regularly living in that, and it was very moving to hear all of that.
Thank you. Powerful, Cornelia, powerful. Look, would you like to take a short break? And then when we come back, we go right to the phones. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's perfect.
Okay. Before we go, how do people find out more about you? How do they find out about some of the things I mentioned earlier in the show about you that have now taken shape and form?
Well, they can always find me here at TTR, but they can also find me on Facebook and I'm on Instagram. They can check me out on my YouTube channel, Cornelia Stephanie, or the websites, CorneliaStephanie.com, CorneliaStephanieTV.com, all part of this creative, co-creative process that I've, you know, developed here since I've been together with you.
I love it. We're going to take a short break, everybody. And when we come back, Susan from Phoenix, yes, Nancy from Edmonton, we're going to be taking your calls. This is your time. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Join a global community connecting our hearts with extraterrestrials who only understand unconditional love and inner peace. The Extraterrestrial Trust Revolution, ETR, provides expertise in raising an individual's energy level through a 13-month course and 8 energy portal journeys. Find out more about this 13-month course as well as an entire resource for you to learn about ETR at connectwithets.com.
Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit urpurepotential.com for more info.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. Let me ask you, how do you start your day? Do you wake up anxious and on edge, already feeling the pressure of your giant to-do list? Or do you wake up feeling calm, collected, and excited to start your day? Here's the little secret. How you start your day sets the tone and foundation for the rest of your day. A stressed morning creates a stressed, just reacting to everything day. A calm and connected to self morning leads to aligned and confident choices that help you reach your goals. So take a good look at your morning routine. What can you do to set up a healthy foundation for your day? To get some ideas and a sneak peek into my own Coffee with the Universe morning routine, go to www.coffeewiththeuniverse.net.
Yeah, Benny. It's the best day. It's Terrific Tuesday, dude.
Tacos are today, too.
Taco Tuesday?
Yeah, Taco Tuesday. Why don't you pass up on Taco Tuesday? So it's the best day for me, too.
Do you know who the queen of tacos really is on my team? Do you want to guess who the queen of tacos is? It's not me.
It's got to be Linda.
Not the queen. No. Oh, Linda's. No. Jessica.
Oh, okay.
Jessica is Jessica Taco Henderson.
Oh. That's good.
Wow, I'm sure she's just rolling.
Oh my God, is she listening? Malia's gonna go tell her. Malia's gonna pull this clip out. Like
I heard her eyes roll, probably. Sorry, Jessica.
But she is. She makes. I mean, I think we even had tacos for her wedding.
That sounds
good.
Yeah,
that makes you the queen.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna tease her. I will be teasing her. That's fine. No.
Oh, but it's really good tacos. It's really like homemade. It's like
you know what tacos
stuff.
I like are they from the taco truck?
Yes. Oh, when I went to school in California, OMG. My friends took me to places to eat tacos like you have never had before.
I think I have to go to a taco truck after this show.
Yes. Do you know where there's a good one?
Yes.
Okay, right in Bothell, there was, well, now I don't know if they're doing trucks now, but in Bothell, there's this corner right on Bothell Ever Higher in the QFC, and this taco truck was sitting there for the longest time. Oh, it's so good. How do we get on tacos? Because we're bragging.
Yes, we're bragging.
We're bragging.
Tacos.
We're bragging.
There's two people in the chat. I think
let's do it.
One person contacted on Facebook, on Instant Messenger Facebook. So whoever's first, whoever's in the queue.
Yeah. You know. Malia, are you able to see the Facebook instant message? Let's go to the phones. Let's see what Susan wants to do, Benny.
All right, Susan from Phoenix, welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
Hi, good. Thank you very much. Can you hear me okay, Dr. Pat?
Yeah, I got you loud and clear.
Okay, great. I am standing in the airport. I've got a mask on my face, being safe here, but I had to call in for brag therapy today. Hello, Cornelia.
Hey, Susan. So glad you called in.
Thank you. I love everything about the idea of who do you think you are? I want to take 1 minute if I can. I don't have 5 minutes because the plane is coming in, but may I go with who I think I am?
Go now.
I think I am a creature that God has created to receive. I feel the energy rising in me to take the responsibility I feel I have been divinely given to lead women in the second half of life to find their spirit, connect to their soul, pursue their purpose with a passion that is deep and abiding, using the wisdom gleaned and gained from life that turns into the intuition that guides us for the remainder of our days and possibly into the world to come. I call it Hashem. I call God Hashem. I thank Hashem for giving me the strength, courage, conviction, energy, and experiences to overcome my own struggles and the fear that faced me before when I lived in a type A life. As I grew through that, through my own perseverance and my own conviction to my purpose, I said yes, and I found my own soul connection, and that is what I say now. I say yes to God, that I accept the responsibility and the purpose of helping women in the second half of life find a joy point again, to find passion inside relationship or outside the current relationship that they have, and mostly to feel connected to their self energy. We call that soul. And so that's my brag therapy today. I want to say yes, I accept, and I'm proud of that acceptance. Thank you, Dr. Pat, for everything you've done. Also, for my early start. And Cornelia, I love you, friend.
Yahoo! I'll tell you, yahoo to that.
That was awesome.
So, ready? Leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Leaving
her mom's coming in. She's picking up.
Yes, my mom, my 85-year-old mentor mom is coming in. So I'm meeting her. She left on a jet plane to come out to Sedona, Arizona for her own soul healing.
Wow. So love you, Susan.
Susan, we love you. Always can count on you to show up and show up big, lady.
Yeah.
You know it. I got you. Let's get it.
Let's
take
get
good
it.
Care, everyone. I will listen to the remainder of the show.
Thank you, Susan. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
I like that. Let's get it. One of the things we want to do is I want to keep this rolling.
Let's keep it rolling.
I want to keep it rolling. Benny, shall we keep it rolling with like one of our fabulous listener viewers from the north?
Further than the U.S. Yes, that would be Edmonton, Alberta.
More north than like North Dakota.
Something like that. Sure. Nancy Nance. Hello.
Hi, Nancy.
Hello. Hello. Thank you so much for giving everyone this opportunity. I think that it is beyond important that we stand in our power and that we tell the world the wonders that we're creating. And I want to thank you so much for providing this opportunity, not just for me up here next to Canada, but for everybody in this world to reach out and embrace their greatness. I am so thankful to the great architect of the one divine universe for giving me the strength, the courage, the determination, the motivation to make it through the madness so that I can teach others how to embrace the joy that they were meant to live, to go beyond surviving, to thriving in this world, to embracing each and every trauma and trigger as it unfolds, so that we can become greater than we think we can, so that we can reach out to those who inspire us, so that we can inspire others. I want to thank most of all my family for standing beside me, my friends for encouraging me, for the universe for bringing me an abundance of opportunity in each and every day. I think I am blessed. I know I am powerful. And I know that with courage, strength, and faith, all things are possible. Mic drop.
Wow. I
Goodness, she said mic drop. Did you hear that? Mic drop. That's
mic
cool.
drop? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Nancy, are you still here?
Hello. I'm still here. I'm still here.
Nancy, can't you see me waving? That was just a wonderful brag. Thank you. Thank you. It was the wonderful truth. It was the truth.
An avenue to gratitude every
yes.
day.
You could definitely feel
every
it.
Day and joy. It's everything that I live for. It's a legacy. It's a revolution, and I will never stop. Never.
Yeah. Thank you so much for calling in and for doing this good work, for doing God's good work that you came here to do, to remember the truth of who you are and help others.
Yeah. And also for being a role model. I mean, Nancy, one of the things I want to say about it is that, you know, by us here and doing something like this, Cornelia, Nancy, Susan, anybody else listening, all of y'all that want to call in and give it a shot, you know, we're helping other people that may not be able to raise themselves up quite yet, but we're helping them by creating a vibration where we're demonstrating the fact that we are worth it and we are worthy. You know, we are people that have been given a life so that we can not just be in service of others, but be in service of ourselves, you know, to do what we need to do to be the best of what we can be and contribute. And Nancy, and that's really what you shared today. And I want to encourage everyone out there, if 3 minutes scares you or 2 minutes scares you, it doesn't matter to us. We would love to hear from you to take a moment to acknowledge yourself. Take a moment to acknowledge something about yourself. You know, I realized after I did that little acknowledgement, there was one thing I didn't brag about.
What
because it didn't come up for me in my consciousness in that moment.
What was it?
And, well, you know, I play a sport and I talk about it and I joke about it, but I love it. And when I play, people ask me, do you play with regular people or do you play with your age group? And I just look at him like, what do you mean? It's a sport. You hit a white ball. You just play. You play with people. You can play with a 9-year-old, except I don't play with 9 years old anymore. They're way too good. But you can play with anybody. And what I realize is in this world and what you're doing today is it doesn't matter what your age is. It doesn't matter what the color of your skin is. It doesn't matter what your spiritual religious beliefs are. You are more than enough. And that's what, Cornelia, you're enabled. You've opened this portal for people.
Yes. And actually, while we're in the creation of this show together, co-creating, because I'm all about the co-creation part that I love so much. And I was actually had the idea that I'm going to take this show, this brand, what we did, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to continue on doing it and doing it.
Yeah.
Just because of the, you know, the just where you were listening to you, Pat, sharing so effortlessly where you are, and then Nancy calling in, and I knew Susan would call in, and but opening it up for others to yeah. have this experience. Because here's the thing, we know that with the traumas that we've had to overcome, life's challenges, all the things that we've had to deal with, from you talked about homelessness to, you know, the traumas, the being stuttering, the things that you've had to overcome, and to then come to a place of where you are today and how you've surrounded yourself with so many beautiful people. And you did mention your mother committing suicide. And I was just this last past weekend, I'm still in deep, deep, deep grief, Pat, right now. I am deeply, deeply processing. I was with my beautiful close friend, and you know her. She's an influencer out in the world, Janet Hickox. She lost her son on July the 12th to suicide. I'm sorry, July 11th to suicide.
Yeah.
And so I've been with her all week and her yeah. family throughout that whole thing. And so, and you know that personally, you've heard my story before
yeah.
about suicide and how, you know, I know that pain. I know what that is like and how, you know, so when we're talking about bragging, I'm going to go into my brag right now.
Please do.
I'm going to go into my brag right now. And the way that I brag and the way that I speak to God, I call God babe, because calling God babe is just the way that I have a beautiful relationship and a beautiful communication with. Babe, I'm the one. I am the one that is here to share all your glory with the world. I'm the one that's grateful to be still alive to this day, to co-create together with these amazing miracle workers to bring heaven to earth. Babe, I'm your one. I'm the one that is tirelessly, tirelessly, fearlessly, fearlessly standing for the truth. I'm that one. And I'm the one that is, you know, dedicated and courageous, committed to bringing that heaven to earth, that peace on earth. In the midst of all of the destruction, in the midst of witnessing the crimes of humanity, all the absolutely horrible things that have been done here, I'm the one to be a conduit for you to bring the love that you have for us, for all of us, to bring my love to this space so that we can heal together, that we can all heal. I'm the one that wakes up with you in the morning, and the first thing I think about is how I can shine your light, this beautiful light, sharing your voice, your truth, your promise, the promise that we can live the original blueprint that you wanted us to have on this planet, that what you wanted to give your children. I'm the one to represent you. And I'm so grateful that I'm still alive. And I thank you for the many times that I've tried to commit suicide and actually kill myself, that it didn't happen, and that you sent all these angels and these amazing people to these interventions so that I can achieve and transcend suicide, that I can overcome the addictions of being addicted to crack cocaine and other methamphetamine drugs that most people never overcome. And that I've overcome smoking and drinking and all of the addictions because I was at the deep root core of myself, hated who I was. And I'm sorry for that. And I'm sorry for that, because I recognize that at that root core is where you were, and that your love, your unconditional love, that is who I am. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful for my tenacity to be able to, no matter what, keep showing up to feed the children. All the children, all the ones, because that's why we're doing this. And like our beautiful Nancy said, to live beyond survival. That's the fifth dimension. That's heaven on earth. That's peace on earth. To live beyond survival. That's the new consciousness. That is your promise. And that's what we're all doing here in this network with the beautiful podcasts and creative abilities that we have, that you've given us, and that we're here to share with each other. And I'm so grateful for all the lovely people that you keep sending me to partner with. And that is whether they are a catalyst for my growth, whether it's an opportunity for love, no matter what it is, I'm grateful to be here and to have a physical body in at this time of now. And I'm that force of nature that is here, that is like you in the representation and the likeness of you. And I'm grateful. So that's my brag. That's it. It wasn't probably 5 minutes, but it feels like a lifetime.
Yeah. It's actually transformative. I mean, and thank you so much for that. You know, there's an expression, when two or more are gathered. And, you know, many people fill in the blanks after that. But there's an expression about that, when we come together, and how powerful it is. And, you know, Cornelia, you know, this is an act of vulnerability. And I want to thank you for that. You know, this is where, through this level of acknowledgement and vulnerability and sharing and caring, this is what inspires other people to take the next step. And, you know, what I love about all of this and the way you're approaching this, it doesn't matter where you are today. It doesn't matter if you're like me, where I was on a couch, unable to move. Or, you know, one of the points in time where I lost everything in my life and thought I can't go on. And what you're really acknowledging in people is that it doesn't matter where you are. You're still more than that. You know, Matt James said something to me a number of years ago, and I never forgot the phrase that he used. And it stuck me. And he said to me, you know, Pat, whatever you think you are, you're more than that. And that's Matt James's phrase. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that. And I never forgot it. And it was so pertinent for me at the point in time in my life. You know, when he said it on air during a show, and it was so powerful because I was at a really low place. And what you just did in deep gratitude and acknowledgement for not just the situation of your life, but the ability to rise up. And I think we have one more caller.
Wow. Let's get it.
Yes. Benny, can we go to Denise?
Sounds good. Denise from Rochester, Minnesota. Hi, Denise.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Denise.
Hello. Hi, everyone. How are you?
Good. You're live. You ready to do some bragging?
I am, Cornelia. Thank you. And Dr. Pettit's, I'm ready to do some bragging.
All right. It's all you. I'm going to give you a countdown and then off you go. All right.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Give it a big 5, 4, 3, 2, Denise.
All righty. Hello, everyone. This is amazing. I absolutely love watching Dr. Pat every time I learn something new. And Miss Cornelia Stephanie, hello there. I am so thrilled to have been brought into your world, my friend. What you are creating with Cornelia Stephanie Media Group is truly amazing. I feel fortunate. I feel inspired every day by your message, your love, and your caring of others. And I just think it's so important that people know what is going on in the world and that this is a new undertaking. This is a beautiful, beautiful time for us to show love, courage, and truly be in love in this space. And as you're creating this heaven on earth, thank you for allowing me to be part of that.
Wow, that's beautiful, Denise. Thank you so much. You know, it's so moving when the miracles happen, things that we've been creating for a long time. And then, you know, you hear the gratitude, you hear the acknowledgement, like you, Pat, like with you, Denise, you hear these things and it's like, wow, you know, this is our tribe. These are our people. We've made it. We've come together. We did it. You know, we have the chills and it's all good. And so, Denise, I want you to share, just let the people know, you know, little bit about, you know, what you do. I want to tell everybody what you do. And
come on, Denise, tell us.
You, Denise, where they can find you.
Okay.
Because you're all about the nurturer. You're the nurturing queen. So you need to, you know, we need nurturing. We need good mothering. So tell us about it.
Thank you. So I am the quote unquote CEO and curator at livinghealthylist.com. And my goal for Living Healthy List is to provide women and a few smart men with honest, reliable, and unbiased information in health, wellness, personal development, and bringing a little bit more fun into life, because so many of us are struggling. We're not eating well. We're not sleeping. There's so many problems that we have that truly we can fix by connecting with the right people, the right experts, the right coaches. And my goal is truly to give the information, but also to connect people to the experts who can help them along their journey, whatever their journey may be. And people can find us at livinghealthylist.com.
Awesome, Denise. Thank you so much. Thank you,
Denise. Thank you, Denise. Thank you for really thinking big. Thank you for acting big. And I love this because I think if I were to ask us all, Denise, you included, Cornelia, you, I think if I were to ask us all, we would go back and think about our beginnings. You know, I think about starting, people say humble beginnings. I don't even think about them as humble. My beginnings were like Nightmare on Elm Street Part 4. You know, when you dig deep into what some of us have gone through, abuse in Catholic boarding school, all sorts of things, you know, rising up from relationships or mean bosses or just plain situations of life, loss and grief and death. And then here we are. And I think this is really why, Cornelia, what you're doing is so important, because you're meeting people where they are. Maybe you're listening to this and you're thinking, I have nothing to brag about. We're going to say to you, we want to help you with that. Cornelia, tell folks how they can get involved in this.
Well, the first thing is just start where you are. You know, if you really look at your life right now, like Pat said, if you look at your life and you look at even from now to where you were, you know, your whole life, you're going to see how absolutely courageous you are. How you always are able to make it no matter what. You're listening to this and then start acknowledging some of the things that you've overcome, that you've been blessed by, the things that you know, even the challenging things, and most especially the challenging things, because that's where the gold is. So, you know, start there with the gratitude, and then start surrendering and just thanking God, source, the universe, whatever connection you have, that you're grateful to be alive and that you're grateful to be. And spirit, show me what's next. I'm here. I came to be the best that I can be in this physical body. And so it's uncomfortable. There's many challenges, but rather than standing in the challenge and feeling victimized, be curious to, wow, how can I expand out of this? And I wonder what the solutions are going to be. And I wonder what amazing gifts are going to come out of this. And as soon as you open that, you open yourself up to the portals. And don't believe that negativity, that you're too small and that you're not good enough and that you're sick and that you're tired and that you're all of the, don't believe these things, because the truth of the matter is that you are an, a magnificent, an amazing, magnificent, beautiful expression of God. That is the truth. That is the truth. That is who you are. That is who you are. So start there.
Cornelia, I want to ask you, I'm going to put you on the spot for a minute. One of the things I love about this and your approach to this and the energy, and I want to thank everybody that called in, you know, and the folks that are on social media as well. Thank you so much for this. I wanted to ask you this, because once you start to acknowledge who you are and who you've been in your life, the universe responds with who you can become. See, and this is what I love about what you're doing. You know, we can brag about those things in our lives and what we've learned, but really the next step is to step into the fullness of who we are going to become. And that's the power of what you did today and what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Because can you imagine? Here's the thing. When we have healed our wounds from the past, when we have taken responsibility and remember the truth of who we are, what will we become? But what will we do with our energy, and what will we do with this planet? And that is why this therapy is helpful to your evolution.
I want to ask you this. There is so much that we've talked about today. I want to make sure folks know about what you've created, your network, some of the things and the special people you have on, and also their messaging and what this is bringing forth, as well as your personal message for us today. And how can people tune in?
Well, right now, the way that people can tune in is, you know, we've got Fridays here at TTR. So a lot of the hosts that any from 12 o'clock on Fridays, we've got the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group hosts that are all podcasts, and they've come in because I've invited them in, and they've all got their podcasts. We've got Diane, yeah. We've got Christelle Biga, we've got Susan Axelrod, we have Denise, we have The Crooked Climb, we have Suzanne, we have Diane Solano. So on Fridays, people can check us out, where, you know, we're always bringing you the best of the best, like you do, Pat. And basically, I'm positioning these people and positioning the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group as the new Hay House. So that's what I'm rolling out with all of this. And would you believe we're going to have the Cornelia Stephanie Media app?
Very nice.
Yeah, you know, so that is, you know, what's coming next. And this is all part of our expression and collaboration and co-creation together. And it's really, we have to have some excuse to come together and do good things. And having these platforms being online, having your platform, Dr. Pat, has given me the opportunity to be my authentic self. And I'm eternally grateful for our collaboration. And also, we've gone through some difficult times together as a network, and we made it.
And, you know, I don't think that you get life without going through difficult times. What is it that Kelly Clarkson says? If it don't kill you, it makes you stronger. And I think it's the difficult times that teach us the most pivotal lessons in life if we're open to receiving them. You know, we learn together, we grow together. You know, I mean, if you ever wonder what the pain of growing is like, talk to a little infant who's growing them teeth, boy.
Yeah.
You want to find out what it feels like to grow some bones? There it is. Yeah. But what you're talking about is both the inner, the outer, and that which we cannot see. Cornelia, thank you so much. What's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with today?
Embrace the truth of who you are, and, you know, make that your mantra. I want to know the truth of who I am. That's it. When you go for that, you can't go wrong.
All right, everybody. I love it. Please think about this. Think about the things that show up for you. Think about the things. If you just acknowledge for a second something about you that even in the worst of your times, makes you more than enough. Thank you, Cornelia. Thank you, Benny. Thank you, Malia. We'll see you next time.